Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you for joining us for Kavod Shabbos Kodesh as we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, dear friends, Menin Tzipora Fishman, Eschus V'chai Rivka Bach Tzipora Fredo, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. Also, our learning and our preparation, our transformation of Friday to Erev Shabbos is in honor of our dear brothers and sisters in Israel. We hope and we pray are experiencing a peaceful and a serene Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Everyone join Sue Kaskel at Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. We'll be back in Florida. We're having deli roll Erev Shabbos, so we turn this Friday into Erev Shabbos. Some deli roll with pickle. Come on, everybody, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes that siren, and we will begin. Special guest for Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes the siren. We will begin preparing, transforming, and turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Oh, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you to our generous sponsors. We pick up with an individual I wanted to come here. Want to come?
No.
Okay. So we pick up with where we left off last week. Biyam Derechacha, Rav Itzhak Meir Morgenstern, who's been walking us through all of the hachanas, all of the mindfulness, all of the presence, all of the consciousness that we should have on Erev Shabbos. We began from our shopping and our cooking to the ta'ameh, tasting of the food, to cutting our fingernails, to washing and bathing, to lighting the candles. And now we have been discussing overcoming the obstacles, overcoming the tests of Erev Shabbos. We mentioned last week, and it was so meaningful and gratifying, I met somebody who told me the last Erev Shabbos there was such stress, such pressure, that she and the family were very stressed, very worried, very anxious, very upset. And thanks to the words of Richard Meyer Morgenstern, thanks to the words that we are learning together, they remembered and they reminded themselves, as we remind ourselves, that Erev Shabbos were tested. We're tested not to lose our cool. We're tested not to blow our fuse. We're tested not to get frustrated. We're tested not to get angry. We're tested not to be sad or down, but instead to be inspired, to be happy, to be elevated, to be energized, to get ready for Shabbos. We mentioned last week that we have a principle. The greater the Yetzer HaTov, equal and opposite it, the greater the Yetzer Hara will work. The more that we have an inclination for good, the more that we are getting close and we are tasting the holiness of Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, the peace and tranquility of Shabbos, equal and opposite it, the Yetzer Hara will go into overdrive. That evil inclination, that voice of self-sabotage, it will go into overdrive, trying to convince us what we should be sad and what we should be despondent, why we should be depressed, why we should get angry. And that's fighting. We have to overcome that test that comes. V'kasher adam lo koiz v'lo atzeva, when a person doesn't get angry and when a person isn't sad, uv'ikr lo nofel liyeush. When a person refuses to get angry, no matter how many toys are left in the middle of the room, no matter how many people are late for when they promised they would be home, or they haven't fulfilled the chores that they were committed to do, no matter if the food didn't come out exactly the way we wanted, no matter what, person promises and pledges, person follows through not to get angry and not to be sad. Lo nilfel liyeush, not to have yeush. Yeush is asur min haTorah. Yeush lo midas. Person cannot have yeush. Can never despair, can never give up hope, can never stop believing. Ela mamshich lavod ba'akshanus. Erev Shabbos is a time to dig in to stubbornness, to embrace the beauty, to channel the best of what stubbornness has. Stubbornness, most often, we view as a negative trait, but stubbornness is not a bad trait. If we channel that stubbornness into stubbornly being happy, stubbornly being positive, stubbornly being patient, stubbornly being even keeled, then we'll be able to have a beautiful Shabbos. When a person stubbornly is positive, when a person stubbornly has hope, when a person stubbornly lives with faith, when a person stubbornly maintains a smile, they show they really believe everything is from Hashem. This past week on Behind the Bima, we interviewed Yedidya Harush, our good friend who lives in Chalutza on the border of Gaza and Egypt. As a teenager, he and his family were expelled from Gush Katif, and instead of giving up on the Jewish state, the Jewish people, he said, where are we needed next? And the government said, here's a new area. It's an area nobody had ever wanted to inhabit. It's an area that never blossomed or bloomed. If you didn't watch this interview, you have to. He's sitting there with relentless rocket fire, his three beautiful young children running in and out of the bomb shelter, and he's got a smile on his face. And this is his mission, this is where Hashem wants him, and that he stubbornly is going to overcome, and he's going to be positive, and he's going to smile, no matter how many rockets, no matter how many sirens. He'll, of course, do what needs to be done. He served in the paratroopers, he served in the IDF, and he continues to serve the safety and security. But you got to listen to his voice, you got to see the purity of his smile, you have to see his faith, stubborn, stubborn faith, unwilling to give in, bakshanus, with a stubbornness. Why? Maman biyuchad Hashem. Because when a person knows that there's a unity of God's existence, that nothing is random or chance, everything is by design, everything is from Hashem. He said in the interview, and it's worth watching all of it, he said, you know, these missiles, they're Hamas, and Hamas must be held accountable. That's just the voice of my grandson. Nothing more beautiful in the background. He said the missiles, of course, are Hamas, and Hamas has to be held accountable. However, you have to realize everything's from Hashem. If Hashem didn't want these missiles, they couldn't come. There's a message for us, and we need to respond. We need to be better. Maman biyichad Hashem, nothing can faze you. Not sirens and not running into shelters. V'shiyodeh shakom menu yizbarach, to know everything's from you. Shri yizbarach yitanu b'chol matzav Hashem, you're with us everywhere. You're with us everywhere, and whatever we're going through, you are with us. And if our challenges pale in comparison to our brothers and sisters in Israel, we should count our blessings. If our challenges are that people aren't ready on time, if our challenges are that our challah or kugel or chalent or deli roll didn't come out the way we wanted, what a bracha. Psh, that's the greatest challenge. If our challenge is someone left a toy in the middle of the floor and didn't set up the candles, if our challenge is we wanted to make early Shabbos but we're only on schedule to make late Shabbos, halavai, 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 these should be our biggest challenges. We should dance the kazatzka. What a bracha it is that these are our challenges. So it takes effort. It takes mindfulness. A person has to be contemplative and present. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Friday, you can't just be chaotic and scrambling. You can't just be rushing. A person has to be mindful and has to be serene in order to remind themselves that, you know, it's Erev Shabbos. There'll be a lot of pressure. There'll be a lot of obligations. There'll be a lot of things to do. And the Yetzer Hara, that voice inside my head that's going to want to sabotage my happiness and my Shalom Bayis, it's going to be working overdrive. Don't give in. Stay stubborn. Don't lose your cool. Don't lose your smile. Don't lose your happiness. Don't become sad. Don't become angry. It takes mindfulness. It takes effort. It takes a conscious choice to go into Erev Shabbos and say, no matter what comes my way, how lucky and how blessed I am that these are my challenges compared to those of so many others. How can we find that strength, that courage? How can we find the tenacity and resilience to be able to maintain the smile no matter what? Emuna biyichud Hashem yizbarach. When we have faith that He's here and that everything is for a reason, then why would I lose my cool and why would I be sad? Sometimes we have to realize that what feels like sadness, what feels like a fall, is actually raising us up. When things seem imperfect, when they've not gone exactly the way we want, and we think it's a fail, sometimes the moments of the biggest fail are the moments of the greatest breakthrough. So don't reject the fail, and don't be sad by the fail, and don't lose your faith by the fail. But lean into that fail because realize you can fail forward. That fail can become a great source of energizing and catapulting faith. Person needs to persevere and fight through in order to succeed. Hashem Yisbarach lo rotza gaiva. God doesn't want arrogance and He doesn't want ego. And why do we get angry and why do we get sad? Because our ego has been damaged. Elach na'a ubitl. What Hashem wants is humility. He wants us to think less, to think of ourselves less. Va'akar shakom ito yizbarach. Everything's Him. This is the way He wanted the Shabbos food to turn out. This is the way He wanted everything to happen. Shenizkor she'en ladim shlemus mitzad echad. V'nis'am etz ma'shev shemitzad sheni. Mitoch akar she'eshem yizbarach itanu tamid. Ze'ikr ma'shu rotza shenizkor v'nechyeh. V'nechyeh. We live through faith. Tzadik be'emunaso yechyeh. We live through the faith that we have. Devorah writes, fail is first attempt in learning. A fail is a first attempt in learning, but we can fail forward, and that fail can catapult us. It can be a springboard for greater faith. That fail can be a great success. So on Erev Shabbos in particular, Erev Shabbos is a time where easily we can fail, We can fail because we give in to that anger and we raise our voice that decibel level and we have that conflict. On Erev Shabbos, we can fail because we look back on our week and we feel like failures. We didn't achieve, we didn't accomplish, we fell short, we have regrets of things we didn't do. Or we can look to the week ahead and realize what a bracha, what a great gift and blessing from above, that we get a new chance and a fresh start. Shabbos is a recreation of the entire world. We're going to come back not only strong, stronger than we ever were, if we tap into the beauty, the magic of what Shabbos offers. So as we go into Shabbos, we continue to daven for our brothers and sisters. And as we hear the siren of Erev Shabbos, we daven that the only siren that's heard in Eretz Yisrael, the only sign in Yerushalayim in Yer HaKodesh, is the siren proclaiming Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Yontif, and not any other siren. That our brothers and sisters live in peace and prosperity and harmony, that they're able to experience the Kedusha, the sanctity, not only of Shabbos, but of each and every day. Wishing you a holy, a happy, and a healthy Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos. Recovered Shabbos. Still have a few hours left to make choices that are recovered Shabbos Kodesh. And it begins with the choice to feel Hashem's presence and to stay calm. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.